理课堂听 class.com
USA。
Today on Tuning In the USA, we're in Denver, Colorado, near the Great Rocky Mountains. Robbie and Grandpa have come to join Richard for a few days. Tonight, Richard will sleep at a campground, but Robbie and Grandpa are going to stay in a motel. Robbie isn't too happy about that, but then he looks out the window and feels the spirit of the Old West.
Here we are. Room 202.
Well, this isn't too bad. A motel room for $25. Good enough for a couple of cowboys just off the jet. Right, Robbie?
Sure, I guess.
Hey, what's the matter?
Well, you know, I came out west, and I was expecting, well, I don't know, more adventure. Not a motel with a swimming pool.
Hey, don't worry about it, little brother. Tomorrow we'll have an adventure. We'll go for a drive in the mountains.
Now that sounds exciting.
Listen, I've got to get back to the campground.
Are you sure you can't stay here with us in the motel?
I'd like to, but I want to get some pictures of the mountains in the moonlight tonight.
Okay.
See you tomorrow.
No, sir. We can't complain about this room. We've got a window with a view of the mountains. We even have a radio.
At least the music is Western.
It smells like the West, too. I think I smell cows.
Hey, look out there, on the other side of the highway.
Open the window.
Look at all the cows over there.
The cowboys probably smelled that same smell 100 years ago.
Those must be the Denver stockyards. Cattlemen bring cattle from all over the state to sell there.
So now it looks like the Old West, smells like the Old West, sounds like the Old West.
Hey, Grandpa, can you see that sign outside? It says, Cattle Auction Saturday, open to the public.
Great! If you want to see the West, a cattle auction's a perfect place. All those animals for sale, cows, horses, and there are cowboys, pickup trucks.
I don't know exactly why, but all of a sudden, I have a real hunger for a big, thick beefsteak.
In that case, how about a big, thick steak for dinner?
With a little barbecue sauce?
With barbecue sauce and cornbread on the side. Wahoo! Now it even tastes like the Old West. Come on, cowboy, let's eat.
Let's study some words we use for our senses. Listen.
So now it looks like the Old West, smells like the Old West, sounds like the Old West.
Looks like, smells like, sounds like.
Wahoo! Now it even tastes like the Old West.
Tastes like, looks like, smells like, sounds like. Now, does that sound like the Old West? What do you think? I don't think so. Ah, horses! What about that? Now, that sounds like the Old West. And it sounds like we have to go. I'll talk to you again soon.
And now, Act 2.
This time on Tuning In the USA, we join Robbie and Grandpa at a cattle auction in Denver, Colorado. Ranchers from all over the state are buying and selling farm animals. The Stewarts meet Mary Ann, a young farmer. She hopes to sell her cow. At the auction, Richard, Robbie, and Grandpa talk about buying the girl's cow. But are they serious or only joking?
Excuse me, young lady, but when does the cattle auction begin?
It should start in about 15 minutes.
Thank you.
Well, Grandpa, I'd say there are too many cows and there's too little time.
I think you're right, Robbie. But we're not going to find the most beautiful cow in just 15 minutes.
Pardon me? I can show you my cow.
You have your very own cow?
Sure. My name is Mary Ann. I belong to the Young Farmers Club at my high school. All the members raise farm animals to sell. My cow won the club prize.
That's wonderful. Is that her right there?
Yep. Her name is Rosebud. Hey, Rosebud, say hi to these people.
That sure is a fine animal.
I hope a nice family buys her.
Cattle lot number 4, please proceed to the main gate.
They're calling me. I've got to go to the main gate. It was nice talking to you.
It was nice talking to you, too. And thank you for introducing us to Rosebud.
You're welcome. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Hey, Grandpa. We're a nice family. Maybe we should buy Rosebud.
And take her back to Riverdale? Maybe we should go find Richard and find our seats.
Richard, what's going on? I can't understand that man. What is he saying? It doesn't even sound like English.
Oh, it's English, all right. But all auctioneers speak that way. There. See? That man over there just bought that bull.
But I didn't hear him say anything.
He doesn't have to say a word. He just raises his hand, and the auctioneer sees him. Now, watch the man with the sunglasses. Watch carefully as he tries to buy the cow.
Oh, I see it now. He lifts his arm just a little bit, like this.
Hey, be careful, Robbie. Put your arm down. You almost bought that cow.
That's Rosebud.
Rosebud? Who's Rosebud?
That's Mary Ann's cow. Grandpa and I joked about buying her.
It's good that you didn't. I don't think Mom would like a cow for a souvenir of your trip out west.
Today, we're going to study one way to end a conversation. Listen.
I've got to go to the main gate. It was nice talking to you.
It was nice talking to you, too.
It was nice talking to you. We don't usually say this to good friends. We say this if we don't know someone very well. Now, you have a conversation.
Hi, I'm Mary Ann. It's nice to meet you.
Go on. Introduce yourself. It's good to meet you.
I'm sorry, but I've got to go. It was nice talking to you.
What do you say? It was nice talking to you, too. So that's one way to end a conversation. It was nice talking to you.
We hope you'll join us next time on Maxwell Macmillan's Tuning In the USA. Thank you.